Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead. Come on. We'll wait for you, sweetie. All right. Can I have a seat? Good morning and happy Sabbath. All right. I'm going to squat down here because I have pictures and I like to get close to you where you can talk to me. All right. Who is ready for summertime to get here? I know we and you are. No one likes the cold. Didn't you get excited walking out in that cold this morning? Yeah, I'm sure you did. In the summertime, there's some things that I like to do. I still do as an adult, but I really love to do as a kid. And you won't believe what it is. Any idea? I used to like to catch bugs. Do y'all like to catch bugs? No hands? I don't understand it. Okay, Pastor, there we go. Pastor. And I enjoyed catching certain kinds. There were certain ones I liked and certain ones I did not. Here is one. Anybody caught, what is that?
Cricket.
Oh, it's a grasshopper. It is. It's a bigger than a cricket. It's like a big cricket. It's a grasshopper. Okay. Nobody likes to catch crickets? Okay. All right. Let's see if maybe something else you might like. What's that? The frog. Nobody likes to catch frogs? I don't like catching frogs either.
Catch them at my grandma and my grandpa's house. They're mini.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they're little bitty. Yeah, they're very small. No.
Catches them with me.
Oh, that's it. Well, see, you do like to catch things. Okay, here's one more. What about this? What is that?
Lizard.
A lizard, yeah, a lizard, yeah. No, you don't like to catch lizards?
I feel like they're going to get on me and they're just going to lick my eye.
Okay. I used to love to catch lizards, and I still catch lizards. But lizards, I have a little bit of a story. My niece, we used to work at my mom and dad's plant nursery, and there was a lot of lizards at plant nurseries. We'd find lizard eggs in the buckets. And we really enjoyed catching. But my niece, she was 4, and she would be there and catching lizards all the time. And she was holding a lizard with one hand and said, "Look, Mom, look at this big lizard." It was a big granddaddy lizard. And as she was pointing to it, the lizard leaped out and grabbed her on the finger and bit her finger. Well, next thing was, wah! She was just in a panic because this lizard had latched onto her finger. So it wasn't a good day after that. But she still loves catching lizards. But lizards are fun to catch. Now, let me ask you, so how about catching something like this? Is this something you'd want to catch? No? A scorpion? No. There are some things we don't touch, we don't go near, right? Why would you not go near this? Why would you not go near a scorpion? Why?
Because it's poisonous on the back.
It has a poisonous tail, doesn't it? Yeah, have you seen that? Have you ever seen a scorpion? They're not real pretty to look at either, huh? Yeah, they're kind of scary. What about something like this? Would this be something you'd want to catch? No, you wouldn't, William. Not a rattlesnake. There are rattlesnakes or something you don't really want to mess with, is it?
Some snakes are poisonous, too.
Some are very, very scary, and they're very venomous. Yeah?
And some are not scared of jumping out of trees.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the point I'm trying to make is there are some things that you do, you can dabble with, you can play with lizards, you can play with frogs, but there are some things you do not want to play with. You don't want to ever go near. And there are things like that in this world with us as far as things we never want to go near and doing in our lifestyles, like, for instance, things that we eat, right? Are we supposed to eat things that are good for our bodies that are bad for us? Or what are some things that we know we never want to eat? But what about other things? Like there are things in the world that we don't want to go around. Do you know what this picture means? What does that mean? What are some things you don't want to ever do to your body?
Yeah. Get it sick.
Getting sick. Some things we do can make us sick. Do you know what that is? Yeah? What is he saying no to? What is somebody?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes? Yeah. You don't ever want to go to do that, right? What would that do to our bodies? If
it would ruin them and it would make us sick.
Yeah, because our bodies are our temples, right? God says our bodies are supposed to be, your body is your temple. So we treat our bodies very well. And there's another thing on there that it's pointing to, and that's a little bottle there. What is that a symbol of? Do you know, Wade?
Drug.
Drinking alcohol? Yeah, that is something we don't want to ever go around to. There are things that you don't ever dabble in. You don't even try one time. That God says to flee from temptation. Don't just walk away, but flee from temptation of these bad things that can harm our bodies. Do we always want to make God happy? Do we want to always make him pleased with what we're doing? Why? Why, Valerie? Why do we want to please our Heavenly Father? There's got to be a reason. Would it be because he loved us first and we love him? Because we want to have a closer walk with him, right? Would that be? Okay, it's important that we understand that if we're going to please our Father, we also have to take care of our bodies. The bodies that he gave us and he made for us, right? Even things that, not just what we're eating and consuming, what about things we're seeing? You ever thought about that? You ever thought about things that we're watching on television that maybe are not good for us to see sometimes? We need to be thinking about these things because your mind is like a little computer, and everything that we see, everything that we hear, it's being stored in our minds, and it's still there, and it's really hard to get it out, isn't it? So there's a little song that's like that. Have you ever heard this song? Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Have you heard that? Can y'all sing it with me? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. So, do we need to be careful? We need to always be careful. Always be seeking what God wants us to do, huh? Yeah? Would anybody like to pray? Valerie?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this Sabbath and for blessing everybody here. And please bless all the visitors that are here and everybody around the whole entire world. Please help us to honor you and to take care of our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.